Welcome to Here to Speak, the podcast where conversations connect communication, learning, and growth. I'm Elizabeth Sampson, and joining me today is
Megan Kraft.
And we are so excited to join you for this conversation about literacy, speech, and language. This podcast is brought to you by Autumn Oak Speech, Voice, and Hearing. And whether you're a parent, a professional, or just curious about speech, language, and learning, you're in the right place. Let's jump in.
All right. So the first question, what role does speech and language development play in learning to read and write?
Okay. So speech and language is really pivotal, to learning, reading and writing, really, you know, hearing the sounds and being able to say the words and realizing that, you know, when you say a group of sounds together and they have meaning into a word, that really impacts, you know, later being able to pick up a book and make sense of, okay, what I said. And, you know, what I hear is that same word, the, that I just read in the book. And when I say it, the, that's that same word that I said. So, you know, it's really crucial to developing that spoken word and language. We develop our speech and our language first. And if we have issues with speech and language, that can really impact our reading and our writing abilities, because we need to know how those sounds sound, how those sounds go together to make those words and formulate sentences when we're reading and then when we're writing.
So you made a really good point when you mentioned different milestones. So what are some typical milestones that parents can look for at different ages?
Yeah, absolutely. So in our pre-K age kiddos, what we would be looking for is, you know, how are they holding the book? Are they holding the book the right way? Do they know, you know, you can turn the page to get to the next page? Also, we would be looking at rhyming. Can they, you know, can they do some of the rhyming? Like brown bear, what do you see? I see a red bird looking at me. So we would be looking at that. As they get older, in early elementary, we would be looking at, you know, cat. What sounds do you hear in that k, k, k? We would also be looking at, can they put those sounds together to formulate a word? Can they decode that word? When they see that word cat in text, can they decode that word to, you know, see that the k, at, all of those sounds are in cat? Can they blend those sounds together to make that word? And as they get older, we would be looking at, you know, how are they comprehending text? Are they able to answer some WH questions about it? You know, can you tell me what happened? Who are the characters in the story? What was the problem in the story? And, you know, we would be looking at the comprehension, the inferencing, you know, the predicting what might happen next. What do you think might, you know, what do you think the old lady might find next in this story? What do you think the old lady swallowed? All this stuff, you know, what do you think that's going to make?
So with the typical signs, what are some of the signs that a child might be struggling with literacy development?
Absolutely. So some signs that you might see early on is difficulty learning the letters of the alphabet. You know, understanding that A, you know, says A says at, being able to look at that letter and seeing that, you know, that letter right there, that's an A. Understanding that an A looks different than the B. Understanding that the A sounds different than the B sound. You might see difficulty learning nursery rhymes, difficulty with rhyming in books early on. For some of the older kids, you would see that difficulty just breaking down words, difficulty spelling the words, and also just difficulty answering those comprehension questions.
And then both when looking at when a kiddo is struggling versus regular milestones, how can an SLP support both reading and writing challenges?
Yeah. So as speech and language pathologists, we have, you know, we have a unique opportunity to support our kids who have language and learning difficulties and speech sound difficulties. And so as a speech and language pathologist, we address it from a speech and language perspective. We are not the reading teacher. We are not the dyslexia teacher. Those professionals go through specific trainings to help with that. So, you know, I always recommend if, you know, people are looking for services for dyslexia specifically, or, you know, a reading disability, you also want to, you know, be sure that they're receiving that instruction from their reading teacher or from a dyslexia teacher. But when it comes to speech and language, you know, we can incorporate books into our sessions. We can address goals. We can address some of the comprehension issues. You know, with kids who have speech sound disorders, they are 20% likely to need services to support reading, possibly special education services. If there's a language disorder, that ups it to about 60%. And so as speech language pathologists, we have a really unique opportunity because we see these kids first. We see these kids when they're itty bitty for, you know, language and for speech sound disorders. So some things that we do are we'll incorporate books in therapy. That's one of my favorite activities to do with my kids. We'll look for words that have our sound with it. If we're working on, you know, cat, you know, or if we're working our gut sound, we're going to be looking for, oh, I see, you know, I see corn that has our k sound in it. Do you see that letter C? Corn. And so that's a way that we can address it in therapy. For my older kids, and I'll even do this for some of my pre-K kids, I write out the words on little index cards in therapy. And that way they're getting that written word in addition to me saying the word. And then we'll break down the syllables. If there's a multisyllabic word, we will work on clapping the syllables together or tapping the syllables together. Under the written word, I might put however many dots as for however many syllables there are in that word, and we'll practice that together. I also, for my older kids, I love doing story grammar elements where we talk about, you know, the characters in the story. We talk about the problems in the story, what's going to happen next. And, you know, we'll use common books to do that. And so there's a lot of ways that we can address literacy in our speech and language sessions.
I think it's beautiful that you incorporate books within your therapy because you're really fostering the development of like learning how to read and interact with the book. And I know that's so special for you and your clients and having it feed into family time at home. So that's beautiful. You had mentioned dyslexia a few times. Can you explain how SLPs help children with dyslexia and what that might look like?
Absolutely. So for kids who have dyslexia, again, you know, my recommendation is if a child has dyslexia, you know, definitely working with your dyslexia teacher or your reading teacher, because they will give you that specific, they will give that child that specific training on what they need, because there are specific programs that you need specific instruction in. With kids with dyslexia, you know, it depends on what they're working on with me, you know, because kids who have dyslexia, a lot of times you might see that they had previous phonological impairments. So they're not hearing those sounds and that pattern of sounds in words. So what I really like to do in those speech sound sessions is really writing out that word, paying attention to that sound. Like, look, we wrote out the word summer. Do you hear that? That's our snake sound. Can you do that with me? Look, we have that word summer that has our sound in it that we're working on. And so, you know, building their understanding when they're seeing that sound. And then, you know, we'll do sort of scavenger hunts sometimes too to find, you know, words that have their sound in them. Some of my kids are really cute because as we're reading, they'll be like, ooh, Miss Elizabeth, I found our sound. It has a S in it, you know. And so that's really cool to see because that's, you know, developing their knowledge of print as well.
I love that. And you've provided a few examples so far of like what you do within your therapy sessions. What are some ways that parents can support their child's literacy at home?
Absolutely. From the beginning, I think it's important to incorporate literacy at home. For you know, even when they're babies, you can read to them. When they're itty bitty, they're hearing everything you say. And that stage is critical because we can provide that input. As a mom, I now have a 9-year-old, but as a mom, like when he was itty bitty, after nap time, we would always read 3 or 4 books together. And, you know, that developed his love of reading. And he was, you know, we would like work on turning the pages, and I would get those board books, because then as he got older, I think he was like 4 or 5 months, we would have him help us turn the pages. So he was being involved in that literacy process. And then as he got older and developed words, then, you know, stopping and pausing in those books that have repetition, and then waiting for them to help you out. You know, if you're reading Brown Bear, what do you see? I see a, and then providing that pause time so that they can help you. You know, using those books that have a lot of repetition is really good. And then as they get older, paying attention to those sounds in those words, and that rhyme. You know, books with rhythm and rhyme are really good to hear those patterns. And they're also really engaging for kids too.
And then as a parent uses these strategies at home and their kids get a little bit older, what should a parent do if they possibly suspect that their child is having difficulty with literacy?
Absolutely. So if your child is school age, I recommend, you know, talking to your child's teacher and possibly requesting an assessment to see if there is a reading disability. And as a parent, you know, you can do that. That is your right to do that. And it has to be a written request. And that's really important to give that written request so that the school can take a look at that and help you and your child figure out, you know, what supports and strategies they might need to help them with reading. And then there's always outside services that you can look at too. Again, you know, we can always provide speech therapy to address the speech and the language issues related to reading, and we can support in that manner. But literacy is something that takes a team of people, and it's good to, you know, look at all those avenues to make sure that your child gets as many resources as possible, because in my opinion, literacy is not just a skill set, it's a human right. Everybody deserves to have access to literacy in the way that's most accessible to them.
And then with resources, are there any like apps or technology for building literacy skills? Like, what would be your take on the technology piece?
I'll be honest, when our kids are itty bitty, my preference is to use real books. And to develop that love through real books. For itty bitties, those board books are great. I also like, for some of my itty bitties, the touch and feel books. That's really engaging for them because they can feel it, they can touch it, and they're usually board books, so they can turn the pages a little bit more easily. And then, you know, as they get older, working on those books that have more rhythm and rhyme in them. There's also great books for vocabulary out there too. The Little Old Lady series, that's always good for building vocabulary and schema.
So through this whole conversation, I've really enjoyed hearing your passion and your love for literacy. What is something that inspired you or started your like love, I guess, for literacy in our field?
I think the first thing is I just love to read in general. And so I love sharing that gift with others. But also coming from a school setting, literacy is so huge. And as a speech therapist, I would get kids who would come in and they'd be like, oh, we're doing books today. Like when I first started working with them, where are your games? We're doing books today. But after working with them and after having so much fun reading the books, you know, like within several months, they're coming into the sessions like, what book are we going to read today? Did you get some more books? What book are we going to read this month? And I love that because, you know, for our kids who do have speech, language, reading disorders, reading can be a challenging subject. But if we can bring that joy in some way to them to show them that books are so much fun. Books, you know, they tell a story and it's so much fun to be a part of that journey and that story. Then I just love to bring that to them. Thanks for listening to Here to Speak, brought to you by Autumn Oak Speech, Voice, and Hearing. If you enjoyed today's episode, be sure to follow or subscribe so that you never miss a conversation.